This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program on the air with Jay Kirshner, celebrating today, celebrating every day, caring about what's going on in the world. Sometimes we feel like we can do something about it by talking about it, talking things through. Sometimes you can't. It does take a certain amount of focus, takes a certain amount of energy, because especially if you're not able to wrap yourself physically and emotionally and mentally around some of the things that aren't right. I think we were talking in the Food Farm Family Report about just eating the right things. The fellow who did the graham crackers was interesting because he didn't want to get bad stuff in his body. But there are other things besides not getting enough good food in your body. If you don't get enough sleep, you'll not be able to care and do the right things, right? You know that.
And lack of sleep can be just as dangerous. Like, if you're driving while you're so beyond exhausted, it's almost the exact same reflexes as if you were driving while drunk or intoxicated. Yep.
It is.
It influences anything.
And I'll give you a quick example of that. Yesterday, I went up to central western Massachusetts to help a friend move some furniture, and so I took the boys from the farm up with me. We had a couple of trucks. And on the way back, it was pouring rain again. And I got so sleepy, I just pulled off the highway and pulled into a car dealership because they weren't open. Yesterday was the 4th of July, so I pulled in and put the seat back. And Daisy and I took a nap for half an hour. And I woke up, I was fine. But that's it. You've got to know what you can do and what you can't do. I had a friend, a great friend who was a farmer, who had a place up in Maine. And he'd go up there every once in a while to camp. And he was coming back. And he was driving 80, 90 miles an hour down the Maine Turnpike. And he fell asleep. And he lost control of the truck, rolled over in the median strip, wrecked the truck. Didn't have a scratch. And I wondered about that. It wasn't his time. But sometimes it is your time.
Or because he was so out, his body was so relaxed that he didn't try to like catch himself or something. That sometimes can cause injury.
Right. Yep, exactly. So anyway, you need to take action when it comes to things like that. And then there are those circumstances you get yourself involved in you can't do much about, like the five people who unfortunately passed away after the small aircraft crashed in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The feds say that the plane was a Piper. I know that these little planes, this was a 300, so it was, it had room, I think, for probably 9 people in a total. But at any rate, so what do you say about this? Nobody quite knows what went on with the plane, but somebody said the door was, one of the doors on the plane was open. I don't know if that's true or not. But at any rate, here we have these people. You get these folks. A lot of people buy planes, get their pilot's license, and they don't really know how to fly. They don't know how to consider. Think about the average pilot in a commercial airliner and how much training he or she has. How many years it takes to be able to pilot a plane. How much training it takes. Then you get into the right seat and you stay there for sometimes 3, 4, 5 years. And then you get into the left seat. If you're in a regional jet, then, after 7 or 8 years, then you can go work for an airline and sit in the right-hand seat of a 737, and then 4 or 5 years later, by the time you're in the left-hand seat on a commercial airliner, full-size airliner, you're in your mid-30s. It's taken all that experience and all that time. So people who just think they can get a pilot's license and go grab a plane and take off, no.
Because it's not just about having the know-how to make the thing go, like to get from point A to point B. You have to know what to do in various instances in case of emergencies.
Right. Yes. And that happens all the time with weather. Weather can roll up. There was a Hawaiian Airlines plane that was flying, I think it was Sunday or Monday, from Honolulu to Sydney, Australia. And the air is clear, the sky is blue, and all of a sudden, whammo! The plane hits some kind of a downdraft, loses 4,000 feet in seconds. People inside the plane wandering around. A guy smashed his face against the roof of the plane. Another woman hit her head on the roof. I mean, they go up and the woman snapped her neck. I think I heard that or saw that. So it's one of those things. You can't really tell what's going on. And these people obviously are experienced pilots, and sometimes, you know, what, they don't know what to do because they may not have experienced anything like that. And until you actually live through it, although I think some of those things can be replicated in a simulator. So, you know, I don't, it just is, I've had it once in my life, and I never want to have it again. Never, ever, ever want to have that experience again.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of those kind of experiences, here's the latest roller coaster thing. How many roller coaster stories have we had this week? Three, four, about various vagaries with the condition of roller coasters.
The crack.
Right.
But and then they shut down the roller coaster.
Yep.
There's this one where passengers were stranded in an upside down loop.
Upside down?
For, like 3 hours.
Yeah. How'd you like to be in a roller coaster? It breaks down. You're upside down, and you stay in that position for 3 hours. Good God, talk about terrifying. This is at the Forest County Festival, and it's in Crandon, Wisconsin. A friend of mine was in Wisconsin for the 4th of July over the weekend. I don't know that he was close to this. But at any rate, you don't want to have this experience. There's a Facebook video floating around. You could the passengers could be seen hanging upside down. Hello, they're in the roller coaster and they're upside down. They were manually rescued by the fire department. And so, thankfully, all the passengers were okay. They got rescued. They were checked out. The clip, wow, and what makes it... I've never been on a roller coaster in my life. Have no desire to do it. It is so scary. Why do you want... I know you like this kind of stuff.
I have trouble with the loops. They make me a little bit too dizzy, but I like just like the hills and stuff. But with this one, the whole situation with the roller coaster malfunctioning, according to some Facebook users who were part of this, one of the passengers dropped their purse in the mechanism of the ride, and it triggered this malfunction. Rides like this, you're not allowed to take your purse with you.
You have to put it in
a cubby hole. Yeah, and then get it when you're off the coaster, give it to somebody else to hold. And unless it's actually strapped to your body, like one of those belt bags or something, you are not allowed to take this with you. And sometimes if you have the rides where it's dangling feet, if your shoes are not securely on, you have to take your shoes off.
Why do you want to do that? What is there about that that turns people on? That's like going to see scary movies, I guess, much as anything else. I went to the movies to see Indiana Jones yesterday and enjoyed the movie. I got there. I don't usually get there in time for all of the trailers, but I did yesterday. And so I saw some of the, like, three or four different movies that are just horrible. Horrible.
Isn't it 30 minutes of trailers anymore?
Yeah. This was, I looked at my watch, so 23, 24 minutes of trailers. The best one was for Mission Impossible, but there are a couple of other good ones coming along as well. But some of the horrible things, just to, I don't, ugh. Let's see what, I think it's, there's something, well, I won't say it now because you like some of this stuff. I just don't get what it is.
The thrillers.
Yeah, the thrillers. All right, here is another circumstance you don't want to experience. Another airplane story. So many people are traveling. There are plenty of these stories. The woman who has a meltdown on an American Airlines flight taking off from Dallas. She was sitting next to somebody, and then she turned around and she said she saw somebody, but she couldn't really describe who it was, so it felt to her like it wasn't a real passenger.
Well,
so she says, I want to get the F off.
The video picks up where she's already kind of storming off the plane, and she's demanding, because they were still sitting at the gate, and she's demanding they open the door, and she's saying she's getting off, and she's like, I don't care what anybody thinks, you can believe me, you don't have to believe me, whatever, I am getting off this flight, because that person back there, there's a lot of expletive deleted, I'm cleaning this language up, but right. that person back there is not real. And you can stay on and die with him or, like, all of this stuff. And then, of course, in the video, everybody turns around to look at,
right. What's there?
That whether or not if there's it was this person who she thought wasn't real or she saw something that wasn't actually there or whatnot. But they had to deplane. It ended up being like a 3-hour delay. And then she was allowed to go through security again and rebook a different flight. She was not shown to be on drugs or use of alcohol or whatever. Just this huge freak out that she had.
Hey, listen, it's possible. Who knows what you see, what you feel, what you hear. Not everybody is the same, as we all know. And there are different types of ways. I'd like to discuss that sort of thing with somebody like Jack Stockwell or Ken Kronos, the two doctors associated with
you. Or Mary O'Malley.
Yeah. That'd be,
see,
she's
our I'm going to tell you right now, though, if I am on a flight and a passenger gets up and is freaking out saying that they're seeing something that's not there, they're getting off the flight, they believe this flight's going down, guess what? I'm going to get off the plane, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See you later. I don't want anything to do with that. All right. Here's another story about a woman. This is all over the Boston papers. As you know, I look at the Boston Globe, and not necessarily that I like the Globe, but it's there as a resource in the Boston Herald. The story of a woman who's been missing here for a week, right? She got stuck in the mud, literally, at a state park. Emma Tetowski, I believe is her name, went missing near a local pond down in Stoughton, Massachusetts. Police department put out on social media a, one of the, you know how they have those child things that they put up on the thing, what do they call that? Abduction, not the abduction. What's the stuff?
The Amber Alert?
Amber Alert, that's right, too. So whatever the equivalent of that is for an adult, they found her stuck in the mud. Some hikers found her. Apparently they used some ATVs to pull her out. So she was conscious and alert. But think about this, you're stuck. Literally, it's like quicksand. You're stuck up to your waist in the mud. And you can't get out. Nobody can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
You're by yourself. A lot of people thought it was suspicious, but apparently she's okay. She takes long walks frequently. I bet you won't do that anymore. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Ford's Brian Rasberg says the Ford F-Series goes beyond just being a workhorse. It has the tech you need to tow and to tow easily and safely.
It starts with towing technology. We've got many new camera views. We talked about the tailgate down camera view that will be incredibly helpful for towing customers. We've got a new heads-up display that has tied into our trailer navigation system so you can plug in your trailering route so that you don't go under bridges that are too low, as an example. Another really neat feature for towing customers is active camera view. So imagine turning your truck and trailer around a sharp turn. The camera in the below the side door mirror automatically adjusts to show you a view of that turn so that you don't clip a corner or run into anything. So just loads and loads of technology for customers that need the truck for those capabilities.
CarPro.com has all your car reviews and truck advice. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen.
Love the new car, but how did...
Oh, CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
Took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't know.
Just a perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey, CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com, you now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. CarPro.com!
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Right. radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
After the hour now, this is Doug Steffen. I'm here with Jay Kirshner. That's the Good Day program. This portion of every hour, we devote to what's going on in the social media department. I was just saying to Jay that I have posted on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, a page I don't use as much anymore as I used to because I think they made it more difficult to use it and be free with it. I don't do Instagram. I probably should. But I don't. We were just talking about using Twitter and how it is very difficult. I don't know some of the radio hosts that use it and are good at it. They seem to be able to. It's second nature to them. And I wonder about you when you're doing social media while we're on the air. Can you do that and focus on what we're talking about at the same time? Because I know a lot of people who say they do that. They engage the audience that way. And I'm not sure I understand fully the benefit of it. I like to have phone calls when we have somebody who has something good to say or interesting to say, but then, you know, what does all of the social media get you? Except
yeah, well, I mean, a lot of it's not in real time. A lot of it is we post something and then we circle back to it. So it's not like I'm just staring at social media and responding as soon as anybody's saying anything. This, you know, the conversation on air is definitely priority number one. And then the great thing too is that it's also our social media goes on all day every day. It's not just okay, we asked this question or we're having this conversation right now, okay, that's over. It's constantly being circled around to, and we're still we're always keeping that communication line open, which is great.
All right, so anyway, some of the things I've posted just for the heck of it: never believe you are above or below anyone. Keep a humble spirit. I think that's something that we all need to be more aware of. Practice it. Yeah, exactly. Then I posted a picture I just sent you to. If you're having a bad day, picture of a kissing booth. And it's a bunch of dogs in a booth looking to be, I think there's nothing better than Daisy giving me a kiss, right? How about, you know, having a kiss from a dog if you're having a hard time? Then maybe that's something for you to do.
I love that little snuggle when they rub their head into you.
Oh, yeah.
It's
right,
just
exactly.
The sweetest thing.
Yeah, it is. Nothing better than that sort of feeling. Okay. We have posted the story about the cocaine that possibly was found in the White House. I don't know that I think that it's a big deal. It says something, and everybody thinks Hunter Biden right away.
One of our listeners said, so Hunter forgot something? Could I guess have expected that. Melody writes, and who seriously is surprised? I'm sure Joe knows nothing about it. No. Greg says, has to raise questions considering the habits of a certain resident. I'm telling you that this is not something that is new. I don't know for a fact.
It could have been left from somebody else.
Of course.
But here, but what about
not that
this?
I'm like, giving them a pass, but...
Oh, no, of course not. But it's one of those things of, this is in the news, this is definitely in the media, people are talking about this, but it does not feel like it's something that is being super blown out of proportion. What if this were during Trump's residency and it was found mm-hmm. then?
Yeah.
It would have been
a nightmare.
10 times. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
10 times
right.
more discussed.
Yeah. Happy birthday today to listener Jennifer Benoit, I think is her name. Tessa Sullivan, hi. Who else? Michael Kay's birthday is today. Jerry Cornell, all listeners to the Good Day program. Good to have you on board, and we wish you a very happy, what is it we say, many happy returns of the day? I don't even, what does that mean? Have you ever had anybody wish you that?
I have. That's many. The first time I have heard those words.
You've never heard that?
In the same sentence.
Ah. Okay, so Bunta Yaminski wants to be a friend. Should I? I've got all these friend requests here. Should I confirm that or not?
Look at you.
Well,
how do you use your personal social media? Do you truly connect with people, or are you just kind of accept all friends?
No, I don't accept all of them. I looked at where they're from because a lot of them are plants from China and elsewhere. So I'm not interested. No. Yeah, right. Exactly. Some fake. So be careful who you become friends with. I guess it's a good thing to remind people about it. 28 after, this is...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Flight issues are not going away as Americans begin to head home from the long 4th of July weekend. FlightAware reports there were more than 6,400 delays in the United States on Tuesday. At the same time, more than 530 flights were canceled across the country. As of 2 a.m. Eastern early this morning, 127 flights were delayed and 110 have been projected to be canceled. San Francisco, Denver, LAX, Seattle, and New York's JFK are the leaders on the U.S. flights misery map. A federal judge is preventing the Biden administration from talking with social media sites. Judge Terry Doty of the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana ruled that parts of the government, including the Department of Health and Human Services and the FBI, cannot speak with companies for the purpose of any manner of removal, deletion, protected by free speech. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
All these devices and so many ways to connect. Hi, guys. It's Jen. Our favorite is when you call us at 855-999-DOUG.
I just love that.
And leave us a nice little message. Call today, 855-999-DOUG.
Summertime, how do you do? Doug's good day. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Good spirits. Everybody is... I don't know how many people realize how much power they have individually, Jay. We all have a lot of power setting the tone, our relationships with people.
The vibe we bring.
Yeah, right, exactly. How much do you use your imagination? Ever think about that blessing that you have that's your imagination? And how do you use that? Do you daydream? Do you think of things that you don't have that you'd like to have?
Make-believe.
Yeah, I think that's the most fun. Thank you for hitting that note. Isn't it fun to pretend? Let's say you buy a lottery ticket, and you know the jackpot's $100-something million, and you think, oh, wow, this is what I can do with that. Wouldn't it be great if I... Well, the point here is that you all have the same opportunity to do stuff. Sometimes we take it, sometimes we don't. But maybe
I've always been one who took chances in my life. Sometimes they pay off, sometimes they don't. There are a lot of people who don't want to take any chances, and they live sort of in a cloister, which is a choice. We all have choices to make, and make your choices and know that under the circumstances, there are always going to be, what, for every action there is a counter, what's the expression? For every action there's a reaction, but I don't think that's how it goes. Anyway, okay, so a lot of conversation this week, that was my way of bridging from one thing to another. Okay, and moving on, there are a lot of people that are looking at the college admission situation and wondering, you know, the ruling that came in the Supreme Court last week that was focused on the Harvard affirmative action, the program that they have to still do what started, I don't know, 40 or so years ago. You have to give blacks a little bit more opportunity because they lacked opportunity. And the way that it was enacted was clumsy, and it's been exercised in a clumsily, if that's the right word, way by not just Harvard, but most institutions have done a kind of a lousy job at trying to figure out how to do this. So now comes the story from the University of Virginia, which is kind of like UCLA in a way, one of the top public universities. I mentioned UCLA because my daughter and my son-in-law are both profs at UCLA. They have when you look at the enrollment, and people are starting to look at this stuff, a strikingly affluent group of students. Less than 15% of undergraduates at the University of Virginia have come from families with incomes that are below what the national norm is and thus qualify for things like Pell Grants. Did you ever use a Pell Grant, Jay, when you were in school?
I did not know.
Did you apply for a Pell Grant? Well, they're available. It's pretty much a big federal financial aid program that's available for everybody depending on what your income is. And the same thing has been focused now at Georgia Tech, William & Mary, Brown, Bates, Georgetown, Oberlin, Tulane, Wake Forest, a lot of upscale colleges that have more undergraduates that come from the top 1% of the income, the income abilities that people have in our country. And so one wonders if that's right. So with a focus on affirmative action when it comes to skin color, now is there going to be, and there has been, even at Harvard, there was a big story in the two Boston papers over the weekend about Harvard now being the focus of the number of former graduates who have youngsters that go to Harvard. Is there prejudice there, and should there be prejudice? The answer in my mind is sure. Of course there should be. If you have a platform and you went to, I went to Heidelberg, do I want my son or daughter, did I want my son and daughter to go there? Well, they consider it anyway. My son actually should have gone there because he would have had a better experience. It's after, you know, it's 20 years late. But but what I'm saying is that if there's a pattern here of so-called discrimination where a college would say, well, because you're a graduate, we'll give preference to your children, what's wrong with that? And how does the federal government have any reason to get involved? I get the Supreme Court decision banning race based affirmative action, but there are others. It ought to be up, especially if it's a private school. It's different maybe if it's a public school, but if it's a private school, Harvard's a private university. Heidelberg is a private university. They but should also be able to admit whoever they want to admit.
But wouldn't you think that they would want to admit the future leaders of our nation?
I don't know.
The future, not just of our nation in the political sense, but just future leaders, people who are going to thrive and succeed and be part of a continuing better culture just across the board.
So.
And when it comes to... Okay, you can totally disagree with me, but at least hear me out. But when you can, like, come on.
Okay, I'm listening.
But when it comes to somebody who is already in the alumni and an alumnus, and they have the money and they are fundraising with everything and they put the money towards, if their child gets preferred treatment, and then maybe that child doesn't bring a lot to the table, that's a spot that could have gone to somebody who could have brought a lot more to the table. I totally agree that you should at least be looked at. You should get the meeting, but that doesn't mean you should automatically be admitted.
Well, I don't know. I agree and disagree with some of that. The idea of somebody telling I was on the Board of Trustees of my alma mater for 12 and a half years. I remember going through a lot of these discussions at board meetings as to who should be admitted and how we give them aid and that sort of thing. And it was maybe different. Heidelberg specialized, kind of doesn't so much now, but it was when Heidelberg was founded in 1846, it was founded by a bunch of ministers who were trying to train future ministers, and then teachers. And we didn't have a big base for a long time. There weren't a lot of people that went on to be lawyers and business owners and stuff. It was a training ground for ministers and for teachers and for people that were following those kinds of careers. So, you know, whoever came along, they would admit because they thought that they, and it wasn't about money because it wasn't so, you know, it didn't cost so much because a lot of people that were teaching at these early colleges didn't even get paid. They were just there to, you know, help people along. Now we have all these unions and diversity on campuses and everything. So it's like so many other things in our world become so complicated. But I still would flat out say no if somebody said to me, well, you have to do this because that's what colleges, if it's a private school, Board of Trustees should be able to decide what they want to do with applicants no matter where they are, whether they come from good high school or bad high schools, whether they have good tests or bad tests. You know, I don't know. Success is based on past performance, and so if you're going to bring people in, you want them to be able to succeed. But that's none of the outside world's business. That's the college's business, unless it's a public university that's being supported by tax dollars, and then that's a different story. That's not the case with Harvard. That's not the case with Heidelberg, and it's not the case with most of them. Princeton, Swarthmore, Yale, Amherst, Vassar, Franklin and Marshall, Worcester out in Ohio. You can name any number. There are hundreds of these schools that are, and by the way, many of them are in financial trouble because of the pandemic. They will, you know, take whoever's got the money to get in, frankly, although most schools are a little more selective than that. But, you know,
You were saying with the tests, with testing, how well you take a test doesn't necessarily mean how intelligent you are or what you can bring to the table. Look at how many kids do not get the best SAT scores or ACT scores, yet they are the presidents of all of their clubs. They are doing things that will actually take them a lot farther in society and in their real day-to-day lives rather than just a test score.
But we get to this point, we're back again at the... As sticky as it is to deal with the Black Lives Matter stuff and whether we've gone too far, the pendulum has swung too much in the other direction. In some respects, I believe it has. But the other side of it is when this all started or before, I've been saying this for years since I actually started doing talk in the 70s. And that's kind of when the affirmative action thing was in high gear, that it's time that we looked at ourselves in the mirror and found a reason or not to be discriminating, because that word discrimination affects all kinds of different areas. It's not just color of skin or religion or financial well-being or any of those things. It's how big you are, how little you are. You know, people find a reason to either do something or not do something for the stupidest, craziest reasons. At least in my mind, they seem stupid, but somebody else may think, oh, we only want to have... So what are you going to do to Christian colleges that don't admit Jews? You're going to tell them they have to admit Jews? Or vice versa, a Jewish college that doesn't admit Christians. I don't think there are too many of them anymore, but I'm just using that as a bellwether of this. Or let's say the college was seated by somebody who gave $1 billion to start a school. He wanted to run the school in a certain way. As long as you don't take federal aid... I think that's probably the crux of this hits the road, Jay. If you take federal aid, then you do it the way the feds tell you to do it. And so then we have this focus once again on what's appropriate, who's guiding the decisions the federal government makes, like with the banks. Who's telling the banks what to do? Where do these people come from? What's their background? And so anyway, this is going to be... The affirmative action thing that came from the Supreme Court, the student debt thing that came from the Supreme Court, There is now we've built this culture of expectation, and Joe Biden has gone a long way to making it worse, I think, or at least the people around him have. This particular administration has been hugely socialistic, shall we say. And let's say everybody's got to have the same thing. No,
yeah,
everybody doesn't deserve the same thing. Go ahead, excuse me.
No, I was just saying, isn't that communism?
Yeah. Thank you. That's what it is. And I think it's time, you know, if you're going to have a protest about something in a nice, organized, orderly way, that's something to be thinking about. It really is. There's another judge, another ruling that's going to be, I think, next 24 to 48-hour cycle of news. This judge blocked the Biden administration from communicating with social media companies. So there are a couple of attorneys general that are challenging the legality of the administration's efforts to curb disinformation based on who decides what's misinformation. And this goes back to the COVID stuff, which is what was wildly confusing and annoying, because somebody says in the federal government, like Fauci, you must take the, you need the jab, you need the stick, you need to have that or else you
and
need to wear a mask.
Who fought against it on social media, their social accounts were suspended or banned.
Yeah, right. So whatever happened to, well, again, it's the private versus public. Facebook is not a public company, and neither, I don't think, any of these companies. Instagram and Facebook are owned by the same company, Meta, controlled by Zuckerberg, and then there's Twitter that's controlled by Elon Musk. They're both a couple of bananas, and they control most of the social media. And so what they think and what they say is what goes. But people aren't sophisticated enough, apparently, to figure out these guys have an axe to grind. So what doesn't show up there is what they don't want to have show up there. And that's what this ruling is all about. Interesting to see where it goes. 48 after here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years. You and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really. You know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy a 2 month supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss. And healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Dougie at free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
My ride smells
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
There we are, 53 after the hour, July the 5th. One of the things that Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show and I have not talked about, we didn't last week, and I feel like I lost the opportunity, but maybe we'll give it another shot because it seems a lot of people are having fireworks demonstrations all through this week. It isn't just the 4th of July itself or maybe the days that lead up to it. And the warning for dogs who are just not capable of, as a lot of people are not capable of, Warren, dealing with the sounds and the noises and the sights of fireworks.
You know, it's interesting, Doug. I was talking about that on the show this week, why dogs freak out so much more than some people do with fireworks. And it's something called a pina. Are you familiar with that word, P-I-N-A?
No.
It's the part of the ear. It starts with the outer part of the ear. And a dog's outer ear is so much bigger than ours. Whether they're long or floppy, it doesn't make any difference. But what happens is the ears act like a satellite dish. They're shaped to catch sound waves, which are transmitted into the ear canal, thus causing the dog to hear it much more louder than we do. So. And they have the ability to change and look for the sights. They can move their ears around in different directions. So it's a lot worse for dogs than for people. But I'm so glad you brought this up, Doug, because the 4th of July is over, okay? But you're right. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are still celebrating. But here's something people don't think about. It's 5 o'clock in the morning where I am right now. In about 10, 15 minutes, as soon as we get off the air, I will be letting Molly and Willie outside in my yard to do what they got to do. However, before they go out there, I will be out there with a flashlight, and I will be patrolling patrolling my backyard looking for maybe fireworks to maybe use that didn't explode that may be in my yard, casings that may be in my yard. I've seen dogs. I just posted something on my Facebook page, a photo of a dog grabbing a firework that didn't go off. If you're walking your dog, if you're in your dog's backyard, or if you're near, just make sure you check the area for unexploded fireworks. Even more importantly, just the casings alone can be really, really dangerous for dogs and for cats. So just be cautious. Even though the bulk of the fireworks are over, they're still exploding in my neighborhood. But even though the bulk is over, the next couple of days can
Isn't
still be
awful
dangerous.
To have to live that way and have to go in your own yard to look around and make sure it's safe for your dog.
That's incredible. You know, it's not just pets. You know, as a veteran, I got many friends that suffer with PTSD. Veterans as well. So it's not just dogs, not just cats. It's senior citizens, people with different types of anxiety. Listen, I'm not an abolitionist. I love fireworks. I grew up on Long Island. There were fireworks every weekend. However, do them in an area that's not going to affect so many people. I think that's the way to go.
I hope you saw the story of this guy who woke up from a coma. He learned his dog had gotten lost. This fellow, the dog ran away while he was gone. The dog didn't know what was going on, so he ran away. And this fellow who had a bacterial infection was put into an induced coma back in April. He woke up a couple of weeks ago desperate to see his dog, but the dog was gone. And so they put out an alert. This is down in Grand Prairie, Texas, near Dallas. On the suggestion of some of the hospital nurses, he went on Facebook himself, asked for help, and believe it or not, this dog was found.
What a great
story. He was reunited. And these are just some strangers on the internet that saw the dog, found the dog, and brought the dog back to this guy.
What a great story. You know, lost pets are one of the most devastating things for any animal lover. But, you know, I was talking about this also, and it's something I might get involved with. There's a couple of places that actually are using drones now to find lost pets. What a great idea that is.
Yeah, it is.
If you can get a drone up in a neighborhood or an area where a dog or a cat may have been lost, a kid doesn't make any difference. But drones, I'm trying to figure out if there's a way to organize people in different parts of the country that are drone experts. I mean, I have enough time turning my remote on my TV on and off. Drone experts that really can do that and can be contacted. Mm-hmm. Maybe they hook up with the local rescue humane organization, ASPC.
Yeah.
But drone people that specialize in looking for lost pets or maybe lost people. But lost pets, because no one's really doing that. I mean, people go out and they drive around their cars and people yell for the dog, which makes the dog run even further away.
Yeah.
The drone may be exactly what's needed to get the owner or the guardian over to the dog or cat that's lost and retrieve them and bring them home.
Remember Michael Vick, who had those dog fights and it killed his NFL career? He was interviewed recently and he said he certainly had regret, wishing that he would have listened to the person who advised him against the dog fighting. And I wonder whether he thinks that because it was bad for his career or because it was bad for the dogs. You know, you wonder about...
Psychologically, anyone that can put two things together to fight to the death and watch the blood and the gore and drown living animals...
Sick.
There's more than just his career that's at a problem there.
Yeah.
And I've worked with some of his fighting dogs, so I have a real good feel for it.
The rescue. All right, check out Warren's Pet Show. ThePetShow.com is the web address. Facebook, you can watch the show every weekend all around the country. Warren is one of the true gentlemen in this world of broadcasters. And as a matter of fact, Warren, you know what it means when we run out of time. It's curtains, 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.